This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Knicks are up 3-1 on the Celtics. Unfortunately for the Celtics and basketball, because Jason Tatum is just one of the best players there is, he goes down with a major injury, so you're not going to see him the rest of the series. There's definitely luck involved when it comes to going on championship runs, and the Knicks had some miserable luck with injuries last year, and last night they did get some good luck, not with Tatum just going down, but also OG Anunoby, I thought, was done with a hamstring just like last year, grabbed it a little bit, ended up going back out in the game and being a huge contributor. But I know Al's not a huge basketball fan, but I saw him light up in the break because I heard that Pussifer's coming to PNC Bank Arts Center. And Al loves him some Pussifer.
You're a big Pussifer fan, Al?
Oh, you gotta love Pussifer.
Yeah, so I mean, I was
what,
like...
What do they sing?
V is for Vagina is one of their songs.
Oh.
Yes, I looked it up. The lead singer of the band Tool, he was the one who formed Pussifer.
Okay.
And it's just a great day because I know Al doesn't go to a lot of concerts, but when Pussifer comes to New Jersey, he's going to go see Pussifer.
Yeah, you got to go out. They don't come around often, so when they do, you got to get out there.
Yeah. Now, will you go see Pussifer with Gina?
Oh, yeah, probably, definitely, yeah.
You bring her to Pussifer?
I think she would like that, yeah.
Yeah,
not Who doesn't like Pussifer?
Well, it's great that they'll be able to entertain everybody there in New Jersey. All right, so... Game 5 Wednesday up in Boston, one win away from an Eastern Conference Finals. The Indiana Pacers, one win away from an Eastern Conference Finals. If both these teams finish off the series, then you're going to get a rematch of what last year was, which was an incredibly intense series. So hopefully we get there, we can see that, and keep this thing rolling. It feels like that this morning. It feels like this ain't ending anytime soon.
I would just like them to put the hammer down in Game 5.
Left lane, hammer down, baby.
But you have to because, you know, what we didn't realize is just, first of all, I know that, and I think most basketball fans all understand how great Jason Tatum is, but defensively, when he is engaged, he's as good as he is offensively. You know, I mean, like, he really has, I mean, the thing about him is he's got that teardrop three-point shot, which is ridiculous. But he wants to take it to the hole, he's virtually unstoppable. And on defense, you saw him last night, you know, a lot of tips here, getting in the way there, stealing a ball here, getting a rebound there. I mean, like, it's just so many little things. He was all over the place. Doris Burke kept pointing it out, like, just how involved he was.
Yeah, he's the closest thing to Kobe Bryant I've seen since Kobe retired. He reminds me of that type of player, that he is that talented. He stands out from everybody on the floor. He can play both ways. He is locked in. He's a champion. Like, he's, you know, I don't put those names lightly out there, but he's the closest thing I've seen to Kobe since Kobe retired. He's that good. And it does suck for him. They did win a championship last year. So he'll always have that. But this, if it is an Achilles, I mean, he's going to be out for a long time next year as well.
Even if it's a foot. You know, a foot ligament or bone, he's going to be out too. So, I mean, they took him off in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I know.
And that's not a good sign, and it's really unfortunate. But, I mean, for the Knicks, it's a break that doesn't usually happen, you know, and this is why they have got to make the most of this opportunity without, you know, one of the NBA's best players off the court and how many points he scores and just how energetic he is and what he means to that team.
Yeah, and he also, he was dealing with his wrist last night, too, prior to this injury, as he went down hard on a foul and he was icing it on the bench, and he had dealt with that. He missed a game in the Orlando series because of that, so he was banged up the entire night. Let's go to Nick in Mahwah. What's going on, Nick? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Boomer. Good morning, Gio. So, no doubt, it's such an exciting game. Awesome to watch. But one thing it caught my ear last night. I'm watching with my 11-year-old son, who I coach in basketball. And one of the things I harp all the time on is, don't play one-on-one. Move the basketball. Help defense, right? Two things I really harp on. And during the course of the game, he says to me, Dad, he's like, no one plays help defense. And no one's moving the basketball. Why is everyone just playing a one-on-one game? And it was just interesting to hear the perception of an 11-year-old watching an NBA playoff game when, he's used to more of a team aspect and what he saw last night. He felt like, once again, excited, jumping around. But it was just through his eyes, it's a different type of game than when we grew up and played. So, I don't know, it was just an observation I wanted to share that I thought was interesting for myself.
I actually thought, in the first quarter, the Celtics were moving the ball. And they were finding the open guy. And the Knicks were a little bit frantic on defense. The other thing, too, is, Peyton Pritchard wasn't the involved player that he had been the game before. This is obviously the human part of the game, where Jalen Brunson wasn't great in game three, but was awesome last night. Mikal Bridges was awesome last night. OG Anunoby showed up again, and Karl Anthony Towns had a very, very solid night, I would say. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was overwhelming, but I just thought he was really solid. But then again, you look on the other side of things, Jalen Brown's not having a great series. Pritchard last night did not have a great night. And thankfully, he didn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're also watching two teams that, before Tatum gets hurt, that you would be insane not to have the ball in those guys' hands as much as possible towards the end of games. I mean, Mike Breen said it, something along the lines of, Tatum unguardable, Brunson unbeatable, or some whatever it was, when they were going back and forth. He said they're throwing haymakers at each other, and that's what it needs to be in those situations. If you're Joe Mazzulla, Tom Thibodeau, those guys have to have the ball in their hands, and if they want to shoot, let them shoot. If they want to pass it off, let them pass it off. But it feels like isolation basketball, because it should be, because those guys are so damn good, and they have to be on for both of those teams
and
to win.
And for the most part, they both answered the call last
night.
They did.
They absolutely did. I mean, it was awesome to watch. Alejandro in Brighton Beach. What's going on, Alejandro?
Fellas, good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
Great, Alejandro. What's up this morning?
Oh, man, you know how it is, man. The Knicks win. Beautiful. Well, first and foremost, prayers to Tatum and Oswaldo Cabrera from the Yankees.
Yeah.
Brutal, brutal injuries. You hate to see that in sports. But nevertheless, man, we're one win away from hosting the Eastern Conference Finals. Just hope you know that, if the Pacers get it done. But, again, just to reiterate, that back and forth between Tatum and Brunson in the third quarter was just amazing to watch. Amazing, amazing to watch for basketball. And the fan that called us, he said it was at the Garden, that he felt something in the air. I felt something in the air watching it at home. And never had pretty much a doubt that the Knicks were going to lose that one after that third quarter. So,
I'm glad you said, Alejandro, after the third quarter, because once they took the lead, they were up by three going into the fourth. I was actually at that moment very confident, which I hadn't been the entire game. Even when they were coming back in the third quarter, I didn't feel that way. And then, you know, they finish off that quarter, and it was amazing. I'm like, they're going to bring this thing home. Like, Jalen Brunson's going to be Mariano Rivera here, and he's going to bring this thing home. And that's when you saw the crowd really wake up. But I'm not going to say I was confident the entire game, because I was not at all, especially when they were down early, 16-4, and a Tibbs timeout. I was like, this team, we can't keep up with them. I mean, that's the way I felt at that moment, but boy, did that change.
Oh, yeah, big time. But, hey, thank you guys. Love the show. And let's go Knicks.
Yeah, man. Alejandro.
You know what it was? I mean, Mikal Bridges didn't hit a three-point shot last night.
Didn't need to.
You just got to remember, you know, he was so vital in that run.
Well, yeah, beginning of the fourth quarter, too, when Brunson's on the bench, and that's where, you know, Tibbs likes to give Jalen Brunson a rest. You know, he got him in more like 12 or 11 minutes left in the quarter, as opposed to like the six sometimes he sits him down for, which I was happy to see. I didn't want to see him on the bench for that long. But, yeah, I mean, he is automatic with that mid-range fadeaway. I mean, he's got to be something like, for that particular shot, he's got to be something like 85%. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to behold, because this is the player that everybody was frustrated with during the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, and those were legitimate criticisms. There was no two ways about it. I mean, he was changing his shot early on in the year. He looked like a guy who was lost offensively. When he was missing badly. It felt like the Knicks had messed up and sat on all those assets too long and then went and got the wrong player. That's what it felt like. And anybody who said that, I was agreeing with. And in the playoffs, he has found his role perfectly. And they don't need to lean on him to carry games, but there are times that he has. I mean, there's been critical times at the end of games where this guy has been the reason why they either stayed in a game or came back and took a lead, or, you know, just keeping them right exactly where they need to be for Jalen Brunson to come back in the game and take it over. So he's been great.
By the way, he did it both in the previous series against the Pistons, and now he's doing it against the Celtics. They're not always going to have their best nights, and it's how you come back from those best nights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm laughing because of the next caller's nothing you said, but the laughing at the next caller's topic that we're going to get to in a second. Oh. it's interesting, before we get to this call, but it's interesting because last year's team was a team that everybody fell in love with during the regular season, because you had the grit and DiVincenzo and Hartenstein and Julius Randle had been here, and Jalen Brunson. You loved these guys. Josh Hart, you loved every bit of it. And then this year, you didn't really have that feeling with the fan base. I was like, man, there's something missing. There's something off. And then Towns and Bridges, I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. DiVincenzo, wish I had him. Wish I had Hartenstein. And now all of a sudden, you can't get enough of these guys. Now you just absolutely love them like you loved last year's team. And they're one win away from going further than last year's team did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.